You're listening to Remember When, a podcast that celebrates God's amazing love through the big and small moments during the last 50 years of the Church of Christ in the West. It was February 1998, just before the 30th anniversary celebration in the West. The program committee put out an open call across Northern California for anyone interested in performing in the event.
Thank you. Thank you.
We only had a few people that went into audition.
With only a handful auditioning for what would be the first ever full musical in the West, the directors and coordinators desperately tried to fill the roles with just about anyone willing to help.
We even casted the parents who brought the children because we don't have enough talent. But since they are very dedicated, you know, they're willing to sacrifice to bring their children, might as well give them portions.
20 years later, Brother Arnel Ornetto, one of the coordinators of the event, can still remember the challenges that stood in front of them just months before the 30th anniversary of the Church of Christ in the West.
Our proposed, our project was really quite ambitious during that time, because 20 years ago, we have limited talent. So our challenges were, first of all, the timeline, because when we were able to present it to the district, it was already like February of the year. So we have a lot of, understandable resistance, because for them, it's not enough time for production. And also to try out something that we have not done before. Because what we are used to are, having presentations, numbers, one after the other. And they haven't seen any musical presentation yet. Maybe it's because it's God's will. Because that's the one that we always emphasize to all of the performers and the productions. When we were given the opportunity, we already started having devotional prayer, which is nightly, and we always advise them not to rely on our talents. We never mentioned to them that, we don't have any talents anyway, but, just to rely on our desire, our drive to give glory to God.
From the very beginning, the team had three goals.
To create a musical production that gives glory to God. That's the main thing. And the second one is the production should bring joy and happiness to the church administration. So that means we should make sure that all portions of the presentation are does not conflict with whatever doctrines, that's to make them happy. And then also it should bring joy and happiness to the members who will be witnessing the production. It wasn't perfect, if we will watch even the video, the biggest difference between our performances is that it shows God's power, the Spirit. That's a thing that outside cannot duplicate.
However, the first joint rehearsal between the cast from Northern and Southern California didn't do anything to cancel the doubts.
Scene one, scene two is boring, second portion is boring, the next one is boring. So it was like a point of maybe we should consider doing something else. But the commitment was still there, and the concept that we have in our mind and the way we visualize it in our mind is something that kept us from, you know, from backing down.
The cast and crew continued to pray.
They're open to comments and suggestions to improve their performances. And so they are submissive. That's one of the traits that we have seen in them, that they're willing to adjust because there's no personal glorification that they want. They just want to be part of the 30th anniversary. From nothing, God created something.
20 years later, Brother Arnel gets to watch his daughter help with the preparations for the 50th.
We are so happy, delighted, and thankful to God to see that our children, who are now given the opportunity to assist the administration also, this time for the 50th anniversary celebration.
And not just his daughter, but many of the children of the cast and crew of the 30th are now the ones performing on stage and leading the crews behind the scenes. Whether it was 20 years ago or today, looking forward to the 50th, there's one feeling that has never changed for Brother Arnel and his family.
Fortunate we are. We are so fortunate to be recognized, you know, as, you know, part of God's children in the West. You know, we're thankful for giving us the church administration right now with Brother Eduardo P. Manalo. He's really relentless, you know, and we really appreciate how God is using him to continue to guide us so that we could, you know, achieve more excellence in the different portion as well as this coming 50th.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Remember When. Do you have an experience you want to share? Tell us. Send us a message on @INC50West on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.